Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
So this is video of this chick working out, and she's mad that this other woman is in her shot. And by in her shot, I mean the other woman, it's a public gym, it's a 24-hour fitness. And the other woman's at a different, she's by the weights, and she's like over at a different, I mean, it's a gym, it's an open gym. Yeah, with her back to her. She's not trying to get into the camera, but this old broad gets all ticked off because I guess she's trying to, I don't know what she thinks she's doing, and then she gets mad.
Yes.
This old broad needs to, like, first off, you're not working out if you're noticing other people around you.
Right.
If you're noticing that this chick's there, you're not working out hard enough. You know, good heavens. I can't stand people like this, dudes or chicks. I cannot stand it. If you're going to, if you want to do this bougie stuff and you don't want to have to share the space with other people who pay the same damn membership fee that you pay, then go to a private gym or keep your old face at home. So, no, I'm not being nice about this because I hate broads like this. I can't stand this. They make the gym horrible for everyone. Have you seen this stuff before? I've been at a gym before, at a 24-hour fitness. That was the gym we used to go to. And I've literally watched these gym bunnies who can't lift anything more than 10 pounds or dudes who only get a pump, but they have like no real strength. And they mark out this, like they like take up this whole part of the gym and everyone's got to stand around. They've got stuff going on and wait for these people to film themselves for their 800 followers on social media. It's so annoying. If you're going to do that and you don't want people in your shot, then go to a private gym or keep your dumb butt at home. It's super easy. But the fact that she like flipped out like this, first off, like she has a right. Like there's stuff over there. That woman was going to the weights and the machines that were over in that part of the room. She doesn't owe you anything. And then the lady posted that online thinking that she was going to be supported as being in the right. And predictably, she was not. I mean, the rest of the public had the same reaction that you and I are having. I can't stand that stuff. That is so annoying. Go film yourself. What are you filming yourself for? Who cares? Seriously, what is your damage? This is what I hate about social media. I'm not saying that people aren't special little creations of God, but you aren't so important that you have to film yourself at the gym and rush to share your workout message with the world. Everyone, we've gone from participation trophy culture to I have to say something on social media culture. That's what it is. Now everybody feels like, oh my gosh, let me show you my workout. Let me just stop it. And especially to get that nasty with somebody over it. Man, that broad's lucky she didn't get a dumbbell thrown at her head. Man, I'm telling you what, because not every chick would have been cool like that with her. It's just ass. I hope 24-hour fitness kicked her out. Although, I don't know. Maybe she was a she-he. I don't know. Never know with some. She seemed pretty aggressive. Maybe she had her tee shot today. We got more on the way. All Family Pharmacy is a family-owned business dedicated to helping you get the medications you need when you need them the most. With over 200 essential medications available, including antibiotics, antivirals, things like ivermectin, emergency kits, and more, they have you covered for everything from daily prescriptions to biohacking support. Each order includes a doctor's prescription, so there's no hassle or middleman. Plus, with fast shipping options, including overnight delivery, your medications arrive quickly right to your door. And as flu season approaches, now is the time to stock your medicine cabinet with essentials like Tamiflu, antibiotics, and vitamins to help keep you and your family healthy. Being proactive with your health is smarter than reacting too late. And beyond basics, All Family Pharmacy offers biohacking products like NAD Plus, Methylene Blue, and so much more, all designed to boost energy, focus, immunity, and even weight management. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code DANA10 to save 10% today. Don't wait. Be ready for flu season with All Family Pharmacy. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Could ever cancel her out or cancel that out? For anything, it has to remain true. It is true. And this is where this like holding of these, I just don't know what else to do other than hold these two seemingly incompatible things together at the same time and just hope maybe they will one day resolve or co-join themselves and maybe accept that they never will, but that they can both still be true. And I can love her. I can know she loved me. I can be grateful to her. I can know the things that she said are true. And that can be this whole other thing. And my job feels like to just hold.
You don't have a job.
Just to hold all of it. But
you can
the bigger
shut
thing
up.
Is just what she's done will never be taken away from me.
So this is a classic case of self-infatuation. That's Emma Watson, who the only reason anybody knows her is because another woman created her whole life and gave her a body of work. And without that, she would not be the privileged princess that she is today. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this second hour, the chat's at Rumble. You can watch the radio program, Channel 347 DirecTV. She was doing this interview, and it was all on the trans stuff about J.K. Rowling. What is this? Well, in my job is to just, you don't have a job. Your job isn't, that's not your job. You decided to try to curry favor with the far left by sucking up to trans Tifa. And so you did that while also, you she couldn't just do it by herself. She had to slam J.K. Rowling originally when she did it. And I love J.K. Rowling's response because it's so cutting. She says that she isn't owed internal agreement from any actor who once played a character she created. But she said that the people who have disagreed with her, they didn't just disagree with her. She goes, they think that our former professional association gives them a particular right, nay, an obligation to critique me and my views in public. Years after they finished acting in Potter, they all continued to assume the role of de facto spokespeople for the world I created. And she says, until quite recently, I hadn't managed to throw off the memory of children who needed to be gently coaxed through their dialogue in a big, scary film studio. And she says that she didn't comment on any of these actors. And then she said that, but she is with this one. She said that Emma asked someone to pass on a handwritten note to me, from her to me, which contained the single sentence, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. She has my phone number. And she goes, that's went back when the death and rape and torture threats were at their peak against Rowling. And she said Emma had just publicly poured more petrol on the flames, yet a one line of expression of concern from her would reassure me of her fundamental sympathy and kindness. And here's where it gets really good. She goes, she writes, and this is Rowling on X, like other people who've never experienced adult life uncushioned by wealth and fame, Emma has so little experience of real life, she's ignorant of how ignorant she is. She'll never need a homeless shelter. She's never going to be placed on a mixed-sex public hospital ward. She adds, I'd be astounded if she's ever been in a high street changing room since childhood. Her public bathroom is single occupancy and comes with a security man standing guard outside the door. Has she had to strip off in a newly mixed sex changing room at a council-run swimming pool? Is she ever likely to need a state-run rape crisis center that refuses to guarantee an all-female service? To find herself sharing a prison cell with a male rapist who's identified into the women's prison? She adds, I wasn't a multimillionaire at 14. I lived in poverty while writing the book that made Emma famous. I therefore understand from my own life experience what the trashing of women's rights in which Emma has so enthusiastically participated means to women and girls without her privileges. And the greatest irony here is that, had Emma not decided in her most recent interview to declare that she loves and treasure me, a change of tack I suspect she's adopted because she's noticed full-throated condemnation, I mean, is no longer as quite fashionable as it was, I might never have been this honest. That's a complete utter destruction. Finisher. That's a complete utter destruction. It is true, though. I love how she says that because she created a world in which Emma Watson was hired to portray a character, she thinks that that gives her a de facto right. I would go further. Not as a spokesperson for the entire world that J.K. Rowling created, but Emma Watson has enjoyed great privileged fame acting as this expert on J.K. Rowling. When Rowling's reticent to give any kind of statement to the press, when she has declined to even comment on the people that acted in the stories that she's created, Emma Watson has shown no such courteousness. In fact, she has chased the light and the camera at every opportunity to opine on it because she's not getting the same roles that she was once offered. And I think a lot of that is dried up as she's progressed into an adult and is no longer considered a child actor. And so I think that she's had to find more creative ways to keep her name in the press, and going after J.K. Rowling and sucking up to the trans Tifa community is one of the ways in which she's decided to do that. But it doesn't give her the right to act as this unofficial, you know, self-nominated spokesperson for Rowling, nor does it give her any kind of special insight into J.K. Rowling. All she did was act as a character in a world that Rowling created years ago. It's not like they're close or that they're besties or anything like that. But boy, has Emma Watson really tried to trade off the name of J.K. Rowling, who's still making bank, even as Watson has to chase the cameras just to try to get an inkling of it. It's just ridiculous. And so she needed to be put in her place. Emma Watson is like the Greta Thunberg of acting in a way. Like she's in the, with regards to trans, she has a very Greta Thunberg vibe about her, right? And you don't always have to have a take, but this is another example of someone who is so desperate to keep their name in the press that they have to have a take. Do you realize how stupid that makes all of conversation everywhere? Think about it in terms of American politics with, I mean, anything. Again, example. in American politics, you go on social media, somebody always has to have a take on something. They always have to have a take. And I think that that has made conversation so stupid, because in this rush to, there's more of a rush to be first with a comment than there is to be smart about it. There's more of a rush to, do you see me? Do you see me? Pick me and wave your hand, than there is to just be reasoned and think things out and, you know, have a fully fleshed out thought before rushing to social media to share a fragment of it. Don't you think that that's why everything's been made so dumb, Kane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
It really feels that way. It really feels that way. It is our friends over at Kel-Tec. It is one of the newest that they have. They got something new. It's they've taken their KS7 platform to the next level. So the KS7 Gen 2, super awesome. It's packed with upgrades. This is a pump action shotgun, and it's smoother now. Cleaner cycling, enhanced durability. You have 5-slot Picatinny rail accessory underneath. You can add grips, lights, key, whatever you want to do, or you can keep it flush and sleek with a cap. All of the original KS7 advantages are there. I mean, it's still ultra lightweight. I think it's like 6.8 pounds unloaded. Bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, 7+1 capacity for stopping power. It is legit, like, is something you definitely need for home defense. Love the KS7. And it's the KS7 Gen 2 Defender Package also ups the game. You got the Vortex Crossfire Green Dot extended butt pad. You got the Magpul vertical grip, all kinds of stuff. And it's available in black or totally kitted out and ready to go as part of the Kel-Tec Defender series. Now, affordability. MSRP is $639. So you get all this advanced performance well within reach. It's Kel-Tec innovation made in America, family owned and operated. It's the KS7 Gen 2. It's all made right here in the US of A with American materials. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion won. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Erica Kirk demonstrates the power of her Christian faith by forgiving her husband's murderer. The communist Chinese are likely culprits in a plot against critical U.S. communications. Will we ever get serious about confronting them? And Google's parent company admits what we already knew, that it censored YouTube accounts on orders from the Biden administration. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Guys, I think I found all of our next career move. If radio stops existing or if you guys have a setback, I got our new career. Here's the headline. A San Francisco woman charges $30,000 to help desperate parents name their babies. She's literally a professional baby namer. What does that mean? Like, how do you go to school for that? She charges literally $30,000. I can name your baby. Right. I'll name your baby for $25,000. How about that?
Discount.
Yeah, discount, right? Super easy. She takes questionnaires, she gives them questionnaires, and then gets likes and dislikes, and then she has the name's meanings, origins, spelling variations, popularity, and quote-unquote vibes. Her services start at $10,000.
Okay.
Baby name branding. Identifying a unique name is... Oh, this is so stupid. Just name your babies. People act like ain't nobody ever been having no babies before. Stop. Oh, my gosh. Let's see here. this. Okay, now they're telling, why do we have to have people tell us how often to wash our car? I said wash, I did. So every 2 weeks, you're supposed to wash your car every 2 weeks.
Supposed to what? Supposed to what our car?
Headline says, you're not washing your car what? Enough, and you're supposed to be doing it every 2 weeks. Not
wetting our car enough?
You heard what I said.
What?
You heard what I said.
I think there's no R in war.
I'm not going to say it because it sounds dumb. Washing. That sounds so stupid. I'm going to wash my car. That's I sound like I'm pretending to be from Boston.
It's just wash. That's it. Wash.
Wash.
No, you're going eh. It's wash.
Wash. There that sounds so, so snotty. I'm going to wash my car. I'm washing it. So you're supposed to wash your car every 2 weeks. Do you do that every 2 weeks, Kane? Does anybody do that every 2 weeks?
Every month or so.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, they're trying to say the Cracker Barrel outrage was almost entirely driven by bots.
No, it wasn't.
I don't believe it was. I don't believe it was driven by bots. Also, let's see. Amazon Fire TV devices expected to ditch Android for Linux in 2025. We're all super excited about that. But here, wait a minute. No. Let me go back up. I'm sorry, Juan. I'm going back up to 1222, where a Tesla worker has sued for $51 million because they were attacked by a giant robot at the factory, causing him $7 million in medical expenses. He legit got attacked by a giant robot arm. Peter Hinterdobler.
That's right.
Says he's 50. Says he was knocked unconscious by the machine, left with serious injuries. He's run up $1 million. And apparently, I guess it was on camera. So it's like a robotics company. And yeah, he got beaten up by a giant robot. See, this is what makes me afraid of even getting a little robot vacuum. Like, what if I wake up and it's like the alien face hugger and it's trying to vacuum my face up? Super Bowl. I don't have a thought on this. Can I say Super Bowl? Wait, am I not allowed to say that?
It's not allowed.
You can't say, don't say it again.
Uber Bowl, A-say. Can I do that?
Okay.
The stupid game. You literally can't say you can't say it during the time that it's on air.
Just say the big game.
Football game. Because they get so litigious. You can't even talk about it in news. I don't know if people realize that. That's a real thing. Tell the people, because people don't believe us. Every year we talk about this and nobody believes me.
Yeah, the term Super Bowl together in quotes is a copyrighted term.
Yeah.
And you can't use it.
You literally can't say the word. So we can't say the word on air because they'll sue you. I'm not kidding.
No, they'll demonetize anyone using it, right?
Well, digitally, but broadcast, what they'll do is they'll file a complaint.
Yeah, they could, yeah.
Yeah, they'll file a complaint. So, yeah, you know who? With who? FCC. They'll file a complaint. So you can't say it. So they decided to get for the... Can you even say the time of the show that comes in midway? I don't even think you can say that.
You can say that. Yeah, halftime happens in every football game, so not just at the...
Yeah, but for these douchers, they're going to litigate it if you say it, I'm sure. Okay, so they have Bad Bunny who's performing. Why? For real, why? Thoughts? Steve, what do you make of this pick?
I don't know, Juan's the big Bad Bunny fan over there. You got to ask him. I like him, but it's not going to be in any English.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just like, I know a couple of his songs, but... Is that really like that widespread?
They're trying to reach
it
a global...
It seems very niche.
They're trying to reach a global audience. They've been pushing that for like a decade now. I get it. Why,
yeah, but it's like, I mean, to reach a global audience, wouldn't you have like more or like major? I don't know. Like, I mean, for crying out loud, there's more. I mean, if they're trying to be like, we want a Hispanic artist, there's tons of Hispanic artists that I think maybe are more. I don't want to say not mainstream, because it's not like he's not mainstream, but I would say more universally appreciated, I guess, is the term I'm looking for. Okay. Does that make sense? It seemed like a real niche pick. Juan's like, he's the number one artist in the world. I know, Juan loves him. He's got the downloads, man. I get it. But I'm just like who? I feel like you need a supporting act that... Okay, so here's my thinking. So, you know the grandparents, right? Like, you know, Papa watches this. He watches the Super Bowl. He loves the Super Bowl. Papa's going to be like, who the hell is this? Now, Papa is, he's a weird dude. He likes the Stones, and then he likes people like he likes James Taylor, but then he likes Al Green and like old Motown, right? So just the thought, why couldn't you have like a Bad Bunny and then maybe like an old Motown kind of thing, right? I'm just saying, like a few, right? If you really want to be universal, I'm just saying.
I mean, will there ever be a bigger one than Prince's halftime show?
No, Prince no, was, that was the best one ever, like, and I will fight people on it.
Yeah, and I don't think
he was amazing. And
that.
It literally rained when he was playing Purple Rain. Right. That was from the Lord. That was amazing. So that's why I'm putting it out. I don't actually care if it's a Trump thing because he apparently doesn't like Trump. And is that why this is a big issue?
I think so. But we grew up like in the 90s. We had obviously Prince and all that, but whenever there was a crappy or unwanted halftime show, other networks would do something during that time to pull people over to their channels, right? So I'm thinking that we're going to possibly see something like that in this instance, but you know, we'll see.
I don't care what their politics are. I am coming at this from a purely selfish, how does it benefit me angle? Because I watch the Super Bowl, the Super Game. So stupid. I hate this. Because I'm married and my husband wants to. And there's certain things that I will do and certain things that he will do. Like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, you're going to go see that Downton Abbey movie with me. And he's like, dear heavens, woman, fine. Well, you know, what's the trade-off for that? I got to watch the game with him. You know what I'm saying? But this is like the most entertaining part of the game for me. And I want it to be good. That's literally the only reason why I care. I don't care what your politics are. I need you to be like a stellar performer. And so that's my thing. So is Bad Bunny, is he like a great stage performer? Because this is a whole different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? And I think Juan makes a good point. Juan's like, I don't think he's an artist suited for the Super Bowl. And Juan's saying this in Slack. He's like, it's in Spanish. I don't care if it's in Spanish or not. But he's like, it's not meant, this is the point, it's not meant for kids or a family event broadcast all over the nation. His music is basically audible porn. Yeah. That is a really good point. And so that's my thing. Like, I don't, because everybody's got their kids, you know? Nobody wants to be sending their kids out of the room. Can you trust him to do, like, a super clean set? I don't know. And the other thing is, a lot of these artists, like last Super Bowl, you know, you have Kendrick Lamar. He might be great in certain venues, but I thought he fell flat in the stadium. I'm sorry. He doesn't have enough to hold the ground in a stadium. Like Prince can walk into a stadium and you feel like he's playing to you. He is just a phenomenal performer. Not everybody's a Prince. And regardless of whether you love or hate Beyonce, she can do the same thing. Aerosmith can do the same thing. U2 can do the same thing. Bruno Mars can even do the same thing. It's very different. Like Shakira can do the same thing. Not every artist has the ability to do that. We got more on this coming up. So I think that's the big objective.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I think it was really inspiring how Mr. Levin just keeps on wanting to grow and like learn more from like the people around him, his peers and his advisor. His father, even.
Anya, how do you want to grow?
Well, I'm also trying to grow my communications. I just became the communications chair of my goals TA, student government.
Hey, Brett, yeah. This thing about communication, How important is that? And how important is for Anya to continue to develop these communication skills?
It's so important. And I think today, as kids, you have your cell phones in your hands all the time, and learn how to look people in the eye, publicly speak and talk to people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.